From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Israelis and Palestinians are focusing a second day on the central issues dividing them. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is following Clinton's trip today to Jerusalem.
This is the time and these are the leaders. That's how Secretary Clinton described the peace talks between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas.
I have sat with these two men individually and together. I have listened to them talk candidly and forcefully. They are getting down to business.
She says they're beginning to grapple with the core issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Still unclear is how they will get over their first dispute. Palestinians have threatened to walk out of peace talks if Israeli settlement building resumes in the West Bank. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Police reportedly have arrested another person in connection with the attempted Times Square bombing in May. The Associated Press reports Muhammad Yunus is accused of providing unlicensed banking services to two people, including Faisal Shahzad, who has pleaded guilty to 10 terror-related charges already. Police say they don't think Yunus knew the money would be used toward the attack, but they're hoping the arrest will help them clamp down on the illegal flow of money that can finance terrorism. The main suspect in a corruption investigation in Ohio's largest county is in police custody. From member station WCPN, Bill Rice has details.
Jimmy DeMora, a commissioner of Cuyahoga County for the last 12 years, was led from his home in handcuffs and chains by FBI agents. Charges against him include bribery, mail fraud, and obstructing justice. Others were also arrested and charged, including two county judges. Today's developments come less than a week after County Auditor Frank Russo, also at the top of the food chain in the alleged corruption scheme, was charged in a bill of information. Together, the actions mark the culmination of an investigation that's reportedly been underway for many years. It was made public in the summer of 2008 when the FBI raided the homes and/or offices of Russo, DeMora, and other public officials and business people. So far, the investigation has netted nearly four dozen. For NPR News, I'm Bill Rice in Cleveland.
A Florida man is pleading guilty to bilking investors out of nearly $900 million. In a federal courtroom in New York today, Nevin Shapiro admitted to running a Ponzi scheme involving investors in New Jersey, Indiana, and Florida. They thought they were supporting a grocery distribution business. Authorities say Shapiro was really lining his own pockets. Shapiro faces up to 17 years in jail. Sentencing is in January. On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 30 points at last check at 10,556. NASDAQ gaining 8 points at 2,298. This is NPR News. The Obama administration wants to ramp up oversight of the nation's pipelines in the aftermath of the San Bruno, California gas pipeline explosion last week. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood submitted a proposal to Congress today that also includes stronger penalties for companies that violate safety rules. The blast in a suburb of San Francisco killed at least four people and destroyed nearly 40 homes. The Federal Reserve says industrial production rose 0.2% last month, but as Danielle Carson tells us, analysts say excluding auto production, the increase was even higher, easing fears about the economic recovery sliding back.
Factory output, which makes up the biggest chunk of industrial activity, slowed a bit because of the drop in auto production. It spiked in July when GM kept some plants running during the summer. Otherwise, industrial production grew in key categories, including construction output and business investment. Bernard Baumol is chief global economist at the Economic Outlook Group.
This is very positive news because it means that as companies continue to spend on capital goods, it will ultimately lead to more hiring. So on the whole, the U.S. economy is starting to catch its breath again.
Manufacturing has helped drive economic growth over the past year. Still, factories are running at three-quarters capacity, and economists say that won't pick up until consumer demand gets stronger. And that won't happen unless the labor market improves. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Firefighters in Colorado are still struggling to contain a fire that has destroyed at least two homes near Loveland. The blaze has burned nearly 700 acres. It is about 35% contained. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.